The Gemara Masechta Erevin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, going into Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, teaches us the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach. And as we will be learning Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach in our coming Shiurim, obviously understanding Tzuras HaPesach is critical in understanding all of Hilchas Erevin. Because most of the Erevin that we have, whether it's around the city or around even smaller areas, are all really based on Tzuras HaPesach, not actually based on Lechi V'Kairos that we've been primarily discussing until now in the Gemara. So, since Tzuras HaPesach is the essential element in understanding these halachas, we're going to spend some time speaking about Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara begins. The Mishnah taught us that im yesh loy Tzuras HaPesach, if the Mavi has a Tzuras HaPesach, av pishirachem me'eser amis, ashirachem me'eser, even though the opening is wider than 10, ein tzarach lamad, the halacha teaches us that there is no need to make the door narrower, even though it's wider than 10. Ask the Gemara, ashkan Tzuras HaPesach demahani berachvay. So now we've clearly learned that even if you have too wide of an entrance, the Tzuras HaPesach will be fine. V'masra, and we've learned earlier, that even though the Mishnah taught us that if you have a Kaira above 20 Amis, it's a disqualified Kaira, but the halach is if it has molding. So the Mishnah taught, the Gemara taught us previously, that then people pay attention to the molding. And mahani b'magvay, when it's that high, it helps. So ask the Gemara, Ipchamai, what will happen if you have a Tzuras HaPesach on an opening that's higher than 20 Amma? Will it be fine? Toshma. So Gemara teaches us, we learned a Braisa, the Tanya, Mavi Shugvaya Mesim Amma Yamat. If the Mavi is above 20 Amas, teaches us the Braisa very clearly, we need to make it lower. However, it teaches us the Braisa, Vim Yesh Loi Tzuras HaPesach, if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, ain't a Tzarech Lamat. Then there's no reason to make it lower. And the Mefarshim immediately asked the question, why would we think that a Tzuras HaPesach that would not work when it's above 20 Amos? Isn't a Tzuras HaPesach not a Lechi, nor not a Kaira, and therefore it should work? So the Yeshua Yaakov explains that is exactly what the Gemara's question is. What is the basis why a Tzuras HaPesach works? Is a Tzuras HaPesach, asked the Gemara, just a fancier Lechi and Kaira? And if it's just a more stronger, if it's a stronger Lechi V'Kaira, as we've been discussing, a Lechi V'Kaira doesn't work when it's above 20 Amos. Or is it a new concept altogether? And there's a concept that a Tzuras HaPesach, when it's higher than 20 Tfachim, that's why it works. And that's what the Gemara teaches us, and that's what the Gemara is teaching us, that the Tzuras HaPesach that's above 20 Amis is effective, because when it's above 20 Amis, a Tzuras HaPesach is not a Lechi plus a Kaira. A Tzuras HaPesach is an entirely new concept. The concept of Tzuras HaPesach. But as the Rashba and other Rishonim go on to ask, why didn't the Mishnah, just like when the Mishnah says, if I have an opening to my Mavi which is too wide, a Tzuras HaPesach would solve the problem. So the Mishnah at the same time should have also said that if it's above 20 Amos tall, if I have a Tzuras HaPesach, it'll satisfy my need. So some Mefarshim want to suggest that if we learned in the beginning of our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a Tzuras HaPesach that a kaira is effective even when it's above 20 amma. So we see that a kaira is less of an issue than a lechi. So if by a lechi that you're going to put, so we see that the deficiency in height of an opening is less of a deficiency than the deficiency of width. Because Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that the deficiency of height doesn't bother him, but he perhaps agrees that the deficiency of width does bother him. So if the Mishnah says that by the deficiency of width, a Tzuras HaPesach is effective, certainly by the deficiency of height, a Tzuras HaPesach would be effective. Others explain that if the Mishnah would have said that a Tzuras HaPesach is effective, we might have made the error in believing that it's only effective by the deficiency of 20 amas tall. For as we just explained, the deficiency of 20 amas tall is not a deficiency according to all Tanoim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a deficiency of 20 amas is not a deficiency. But regarding the deficiency of width, which is a more significant deficiency, we might have thought that a Tzuras HaPesach can't help. So that's why the Mishnah goes out of its way to show that the Tzuras HaPesach is effective regarding, the Tzuras HaPesach is effective even regarding the width, which is a more significant deficiency. But the teretz, there's another teretz, which I'm just going to mention. It's going to be the subject, hopefully, of another shiur. That our Gemara, at the beginning, quotes the opinion of Rav that a Tzuras HaPesach is not effective by an opening which is wider than 10 amos. So our Mishnah wants to show that we don't follow that opinion, which is obviously a point of contention. And that's why the Mishnah emphasizes that no matter how wide your opening is, a Tzuras HaPesach will help. Whereas, there's no one in our Gemara that ever suggested that Tzuras HaPesach is a deficiency. That Tzuras HaPesach should not work by a very tall opening. And since there was no one that suggested that Tzuras HaPesach should not work by a very tall opening, the Mishnah didn't even need to say that a Tzuras HaPesach is effective. But the Rashba makes a very important point. The Rashba's point is that when you have a mavoi that's above 20 amos and you make a Tzuras HaPesach, that's a regular door. And that's obvious that it'll work. Because a Tzuras HaPesach is a door opening, as the words imply. Now there are people that have very tall doors. And therefore, that a Tzuras HaPesach works even by a very tall opening is obvious, and there was no need for the Tana to say it. And that's why the Tana of our Mishnah had to only focus when we have a very wide Tzuras HaPesach. It didn't have to focus when a tall Tzuras HaPesach, because it's obvious that it's effective. So Reb Chaim Brisker asks a question. As we just quoted, the opinion of Rav is that a Tzuras HaPesach is not effective when you have a very wide opening, or opening that's wider than 10 amos, or a Tzuras HaPesach is not effective when you have a situation of Paritz Meruba Al Oymed. More of your door is open than closed. So according to Rav, the only time a Tzuras HaPesach would work is if you have an opening that's less than 10 amos wide. As Reb Chaim Brisker, if you have an opening that's less than 10 amos wide, and it's not Paritz Meruba Al Oymed, so why do I have to rely on a Tzuras HaPesach? It will be fine even without a Tzuras HaPesach, because it's just a breach of 10 amos. And we've learned in our Masechta numerous times that when you have a breach that's less than 10 amos, that's not considered any more than just an opening. So Reb Chaim Brisker answers that there are two separate dinim. There's a din that if you have a wall and the wall has an opening And if that opening is 10 amos or less, the halacha looks at that opening as a door, as an entranceway. But even though the halacha, says Rav Chaim Brisker, looks at that opening just as an entranceway and not as an entranceway and is not a problem, that doesn't make it into a Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Chaim Brisker explains to us that there's a new concept in halacha. There's a concept in halacha called Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, there are two dinim, says Rav Chaim Brisker. There's a din called Pesach, and there's a din called Tzuras HaPesach. And Tzuras HaPesach and Pesach are completely different halachic concepts. And therefore, conceptually, in some of the situations where we're relying on a Tzuras HaPesach, we maybe could have relied on the fact that it's also a Pesach. In certain situations, as we will be describing Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, the halacha mandates a Tzuras HaPesach. And a Tzuras HaPesach and a Pesach are not one and the same. Actually, and I will discuss this shortly, the Chazon Ish has a different approach. The Chazon Ish has an approach that a Tzuras HaPesach and a Pesach are really one and the same. So then we come back to Rav Chaim Brisker's question. If a Tzuras HaPesach and a Pesach are really one and the same, so then ask the Chazon Ish, why can't I rely on a Pesach? Why do I have to make a Tzuras HaPesach if the opening is not wider than 10? Answers the Chazon Ish, because there are certain places in Halacha where a Pesach won't work and a Tzuras HaPesach does work. For example, by a Mavi HaMefulish that we learned that just having a Pesach alone, we learned the opinion of Chananya, we learned the opinion of Tanakama, that the halacha is that a Tzuras HaPesach, that a Pesach alone wouldn't work. Why? Because a Pesach, because that's the halacha. But we have here a very fundamental machloikis between Rav Chaim Brisker and the Chazon Ish. And that is a Tzuras HaPesach and a Pesach, are they one and the same, or are they two separate? Are they two separate halachic concepts? And in fact, Rav Chaim Brisker brings a raya, because the halacha is that a Tzuras HaPesach menatzad, we learn in our Gemara here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, is not an effective Tzuras HaPesach regarding carrying an amavli. Why? Now, if, asks Rav Chaim Brisker, we have all of the qualities of a Tzuras HaPesach, Kana Mikan, the Kana Al Gabeim, so why is our Gemara so quick to disqualify a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad? Says Rav Chaim Brisker, from here we see that there's a new concept in halacha. The concept in halacha is called Tzuras HaPesach. And Tzuras HaPesach is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that it's an effective enclosure. And since it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it comes with certain rules and conditions. And one of the rules and conditions are that it can't be menatzad, which we'll describe in Mitzvah Shem hopefully as well in a coming shiur. What is the disqualification? What does the Tzuras HaPesach menatzad mean? So this discussion that we're having now is most applicable to a very famous question. The question is actually posed by the Nesivos. The Nesivos asks that why does every Tzuras HaPesach not require a mezuzah? If we're saying that it's a Tzuras HaPesach, and we focus on the word Pesach, and the word Pesach means an opening, an entranceway, and we know that every entranceway requires a mezuzah, so why doesn't the Tzuras HaPesach require a mezuzah? And actually, very much along the lines that we just said, it is indeed the opinion of the Chazon Ish, and he says that a Tzuras HaPesach does require a mezuzah. And the Chazon Ish says the only reason why we don't put a mezuzah on the Tzuras HaPesach is because typically the Tzuras HaPesach is put around the town, and it's a mezuzah she'eina mishtameres. It's a mezuzah that's placed in a place that's not properly watched. And we learn in Hilchas Mezuzah that putting a mezuzah in a mokum, she'eina mishtamer, putting a mezuzah in a place where it's not going to be properly dealt with, is not mechuyev a mezuzah. Furthermore, the Chazon Ish says the mezuzah, the Tzuras HaPesach, are put around towns, and the towns are not only owned or inhabited by Jews. And there's a halacha that if there's a shutfas akum, and there is no chiv mezuzah. And in fact, I saw that the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Zayin, Simen Yud Beis, says that let's say somebody were putting a mezuzah around a bungalow colony, somebody was putting a mezuzah around the camp, which A, it's mishtamer, it's a private area. B, there is no shutfas akum, it's only by Jews. According to the Chazon Ish, says the Minchas Yitzchak, one would have to put up a mezuzah. The Shevet HaLevi and Chelek Zayin, Simen Kuf Ayin, however, says that the Minig Olam, the custom of most people, is not to put up a mezuzah on the Tzuras HaPesach, which of course we see and know. But we really haven't answered why indeed don't we have to put up a mezuzah around a Tzuras HaPesach. But according to Rav Chaim Brisker, and the Nesivus essentially says the same, there are two separate rules. There's a rule called Pesach, and there's a rule called Tzuras HaPesach. And what is the difference between them? The definition of a Pesach is an entranceway. Al mezuzos beisecha, on the entranceways to your home. The definition of a Tzuras HaPesach is not an entranceway. What makes a Tzuras HaPesach effective as far as Hilchas Ervin is not the fact that it's used as an entranceway. Even if it may be used as an entranceway, what makes it effective is the fact that it's an enclosure. So if you think about it, it's actually a Tzuras HaPesach and a Pesach for mezuzah. Not only are they not the same, you could argue that they're really the opposite. Because a mezuzah, as far as a bias is concerned, is indeed an entranceway. A mezuzah, as far as Hilchas Erevin is concerned, is not just not an entranceway, it's actually a closure. And that's why it's very gishmak, why you don't put a mezuzah on a Tzuras HaPesach. Because a Tzuras HaPesach is not an entranceway, a Tzuras HaPesach is an enclosure. And since it's an enclosure, no one would ever say that that's what the Torah says, that one has to put up a mezuzah. And as the Marsham explains, that what is the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach, it's a mechitza that the Torah says is considered an effective mechitza. In other words, the Torah taught us there's a new way of enclosing an area. The new way of enclosing an area is by putting up a tzurah, is by putting up a Tzuras HaPesach. And that is considered an effective enclosure. But the question that comes up is, one obligated when he is relying on a Tzuras HaPesach to put up the Tzuras HaPesach specifically for the sake of being able to carry on Shabbos? And this too is the subject of a Machloikus Achroinim. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Sifkot and Beis says that one has to create the Tzuras HaPesach specifically when you build the Tzuras of Pesach, you have to have in mind that you're building the Tzuras of Pesach for that purpose. The fact that you have a Tzuras of Pesach standing by itself is not effective. And that's why the Magen Avraham himself quotes the opinion of the Mordechai and the opinion of the Agos Maimonides that say you can rely on a Tzuras of Pesach even if it wasn't made specifically for the Tzuras of Pesach. What's the raya from the Yerushalmi? Because the Magen Avraham says that, as we learn in our Gemara later in the Amid, that if somebody creates this structure of a Tzuras of Pesach, it could be considered an effective mechitza as far as Hilchis Sukkah. But the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi, it wouldn't be an effective Sukkah. So ask the Yerushalmi, why is it considered an effective structure for Hilchis client and not an effective structure for Hilchis Sukkah? So the Yerushalmi answers, Zen nas l'shem kan, v'zeh loy nas l'shem kan. The Yerushalmi distinguishes where if you made the Tzuras of Pesach for the purpose of it being a Tzuras of Pesach versus when you made a Tzuras of Pesach not for that purpose. And that's why the Magen Avraham paskins that the Tzuras of Pesach has to be made specifically for that purpose. The Gra has a beautiful raya that the Tzuras of Pesach does not have to be made for that purpose. Because the Gra says, our Gemara, when it was quoting the Braisa later on, and the Gemara was asking on the Braisa for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Gemara was asking about that the Braisa seems to say that if it's Poritz Merubah Al Oimid, it wouldn't be an effective Tzuras HaPesach. And the Gemara answers, no, it could be that if it's Poritz Merubah Al Oimid, it could be effective Tzuras HaPesach. Why in that Braisa is it not considered an effective Tzuras HaPesach? Says the Gemara, because it's a Pischei Shemoy. And Rashi says, what's the definition of Pischei Shemoy? That it doesn't have the walls on the side straight, or it doesn't have a roof. Ask the Gra, if the halacha is that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be made, l'shem Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara could have given a much simpler teretz. The Gemara could have said that we're referring to a situation where the Gemara could have given a much simpler teretz, that the Tzuras HaPesach wasn't made, l'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Gra, the fact that the Gemara didn't give that teretz is clearly an indication that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be made l'shem Tzuras HaPesach. The Chazon Ish takes the Gra one step further. Because as we know, and as we will in Mitzvah Shem discuss, we know that nowadays, most Tzuras HaPesachs, how do we construct the Tzuras HaPesach b'zman hazeh? The way we construct the Tzuras HaPesach b'zman hazeh is by relying on telephone wires. And the question is that the telephone wires that are constructed are not constructed l'shem Tzuras HaPesach. So how can we rely on those telephone wires? So the Chazon Ish says that even if we want to be concerned for the Magen Avraham, who says that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be made l'shem Tzuras HaPesach, he says, what does that mean? He says, what that means is that let's say it's on Shabbos, and you find yourself in a place on Shabbos, and you weren't planning on being there before Shabbos, or you certainly, even if you're planning on being there before Shabbos, you weren't planning on relying on the Tzuras HaPesach in that place, and then you discover that the place that you're in has a Tzuras HaPesach. Could you carry in that Erev? Says the Chazon Ish, according to the Magen Avraham, you couldn't. However, if I live in a place, and yes, the Tzuras HaPesach was built through telephone wires, through telephone poles, electric poles, but I, living in this place, relied on this Tzuras HaPesach from before Shabbos, says the Chazon Ish, that the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach being made l'shem Tzuras HaPesach doesn't mean that it had to be made specifically l'shem Tzuras HaPesach. The fact that I was relying on that from before Shabbos is enough to be considered a Tzuras HaPesach. And the Mishnah Yaakov, on the other hand, Paskins and Arachayin Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be made specifically L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach. But as I said, the Chazon Ish and many opinions hold that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be made L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach. That is the opinion of the Shaul HaMeshiv, the Divrei Melkiel, the Miches Yitzchak, and Chelek Aleph Simen Nuntes, and Achiezer, and Chelek Dalid Simen Ches. The Mishnah Brura, in fact, in Simen Shin Samach Beis, Sif Kotten Samach Dalid, quotes that many poiskim that say indeed you could rely on telephone and on telegraph wires. Again, even though they weren't made L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach. Nowadays, there's another reason why we certainly could be makel, because as we're going to learn in the coming Shiurim, even if we have these telephone poles, and we have the wires running on top of them, we still have to put lechis on the telephone poles. So says the Paiskin, the fact that we put those telephone poles, those poles on the telephone poles or on the electric poles, even if we're not putting specific kona al gabeyem for the Tzuras HaPesach structure, but if it's put on the side, that would be enough. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sifkotten Yud Beis says that he quotes, it seems that he holds that you do have to make a Tzuras HaPesach, L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach. But there's an interesting Chok Meshloima. He says that when it's obvious that this is a Tzuras HaPesach, then it doesn't have to be made L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, the Chok Meshloima's point is that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach that is obvious, that has all of the perfect requirements of a Tzuras HaPesach, there is no need for the Tzuras HaPesach to be made L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach. So just to review, if we have a Tzuras HaPesach, as we've learned in this year, is very different than a Pesach. A Pesach means an entranceway. A Tzuras HaPesach actually means an enclosure. And that's why the Tzuras HaPesach is effective to be an Erev, to enclose an area that we want to be able to carry in. Further, and that's exactly what the Gemara is teaching us, by teaching us the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach. And that's why, according to most Paiskim, a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't require a mezuzah, because it's not an entranceway, and only an entranceway requires to have a mezuzah. And furthermore, the Tzuras HaPesach that was made, if it's obvious that it's a Tzuras HaPesach, according to some Paiskim, that means, even though, as we quoted in our shir and learned in the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph on the base, that if the lechi doesn't reach the kaira, it's still an effective Tzuras HaPesach. Maybe in that situation where it's not obvious that it's a Tzuras HaPesach, do we need to make the Tzuras HaPesach specifically for that purpose? But if it's obvious that it was made for that purpose, that it has all the requirements of the Tzuras HaPesach, that means if the lechi reaches the kaira, that will be an effective Tzuras HaPesach, even if it wasn't made for that purpose. And then we have the opinion of the Chazon Ish and the other Achrayim that we quoted, that as long as one relied on that Tzuras HaPesach from before Shabbos, that is enough for it to be considered an effective Tzuras HaPesach.